It's your Radio Theater Channel weekly podcast for download. The RTC for 20 great years has the best OTR on our live streaming. And continue tuning in to the Radio Book Channel, along with the RTC Music Channel, all at oldtimeradiolisten.com.
Oh, ho, 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 ho! Hello, ladies, gentlemen, and children of all ages. My name's Chris, and I'll be your host for this week's episode, while Jim takes a break to warm his bones by the fire. I've picked out some Christmas old-time radio programs that I hope will bring laughter and joy to you this week. To start off the show, I give you the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, guest starring Jack Benny. Ho, ho, ho!
Good health to all from Rexall. It's the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, presented by the makers of Rexall drug products and 10,000 independent Rexall family druggists.
This is your Rexall family druggist, greeting you this evening with the wish that you and yours are enjoying all the happiness and blessings of this holiday season. More than 19 centuries have passed since men first heard the Christmas message of peace on earth to men of goodwill. But since that night, through thick and thin, in feast or in famine, in good times or bad, men have struggled to be worthy of that blessing. And as long as we keep that goal before us, another 19 centuries from now, men will still be saying, as I say to you tonight for the makers of Rexall drug products and 10,000 Rexall family druggists, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to all from Rexall. And now your Rexall family druggist brings you the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Sharp and his music, our special guest Jack Benny, and starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. The Harris children, like all others, have been on their best behavior for weeks. Let's go back to yesterday, where we find Alice complimenting her children on their good deportment.
Now, you've been particularly good, baby Alice, and I'm sure Santa Claus will bring you lots of presents tonight.
I hope so, Mommy.
And as for you, honey, you've been just as good as Alice. You've been going to bed early, putting your toys away, and eating all your food. The only thing is, you haven't been drinking all your milk.
Well, I try, but you know how that stuff gags me.
Why, Phil, I'm talking to little Phyllis. Where is she? She was here a minute ago.
She went in the den, Mommy. I'll go get her. Phyllis! Phyllis! Mommy wants you to come and... Phyllis, what are you doing with those crayons?
I'm going to draw a picture on the wall.
Don't do that. You know we gotta be good till tonight.
But I've been good for 3 weeks now. Alice, it's an awful strain.
I know, but it's only a few more hours. Don't crack up now. You've been so good for so long.
I know, but as Daddy always says, it ain't been easy, Clyde.
Have you asked Mommy and Daddy about Santa Claus yet?
No, but I will.
But children, what's going on in here?
Yeah, what are you two doing?
Mommy, Daddy, we want to ask a favor. We'd like to stay up and see Santa Claus when he brings the presents tonight.
All right, honey. Okay, you can stay up and see him. But now you kids run along, huh? Go ahead and play.
Oh, thanks, Daddy. Gee, I can hardly wait for tonight.
Oh, Phil, why did you promise the children that? Now, if they don't see Santa, they'll be very disappointed.
But they're going to see him, because I'm going to dress up like Santa and come down the chimney. They won't be able to tell me from the real one.
Daddy!
Yes, dear?
Don't you dress up and make believe you're Santa like last year. Boy, was that corny.
You know something, Alice? I still can't figure out how they knew it was me last year. What did I do that was wrong?
Well, for one thing, you were supposed to come in singing Jingle Bells.
I did.
Yes, I know. But those lyrics, I can still hear them. Ham, hocks, turnip greens, they melt right in your mouth. A candied yams and a hominy grits, and that's what I like about the South. A yam.
And what's wrong with those lyrics?
That isn't the way we sing it up north.
Can I help it if you Yankees don't know the right word? Who ever heard of a Brooklyn ham hock?
Well, we'll have to get somebody else to play Santa.
Well, I can't understand why I can't do it. I should be able to fool little Phyllis. Why can't I outsmart a 5-year-old?
Maybe it's because you have the brain of a 4-year-old.
Well, if it isn't our little feathered friend, Fagel Fay.
I just dropped in.
Hey, Willie, maybe you can help us. We're trying to think of who we can get to play Santa Claus for the girls tonight. We want to get someone who looks and sounds like the real thing.
Well, I know just the man.
Who?
Me. I shall be glad to portray Christopher Kringle.
Christopher? Well, Donner, my Blitzen. Fine Santa Claus you'd make.
I'd make an excellent one. I'm quite an actor, you know. Mm-hmm. I can see myself popping out of the chimney, bounding into the living room and saying, ho, 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 and a Merry Christmas to you little kiddies. And what do you, we darlings, desire as a Yuletide memento?
Thank you, Tallulah Bankhead. I'm sorry, Willie, but you're not the right boy.
No, if you don't want me to help, I won't. I have to run along anyway. I have to meet my girlfriend at the taxidermist's.
I hope they did a good job on her.
Of a perfect one to play Santa Claus. Don Wilson.
Don Wilson? Yeah, old Fatso. Hey, old Fatso, he'd be swell, wouldn't he?
Don is our man. I'll call him right now and see if he can come over tonight.
Huh? Hey, that's swell, honey. Gee whiz, now the kids won't be disappointed. Santa will show up. You know, there's something wonderful about watching a kid on Christmas, waiting for Santa and listening for those jingle bells. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Ooh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Ooh, what fun it is to ride in an open sleigh.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh.
Ride o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way.
Bells on bobtail ring, they're making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Hey!
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey! Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride, and soon Miss Alice Faye was seated by my side.
The horse was lean and lank, misfortune seemed his lot. We got into a thrifted bank, and we got upsot.
Jingle bells,
ha 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 ho ha ho,
jingle bells,
singing merrily we go.
Jingle bells,
so so cold and crisp and light, with
jingle all the way
through the night.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. What fun it is to ride an open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a
one-horse
open, one-horse open sleigh. Gee whiz, I hope Don can make it. He's going to be terrific as Santa. Uh-oh, that must be Frankie.
Hi, Curly.
Well, if it ain't Francis, the red-nosed reindeer. Come on in, Nose, come on in. Hey, you look pretty good, Clyde. Yeah, you look fine. Hey, what do you got in all those packages?
Christmas presents. Got some things for the kids and Alice, and here's something for you, Curly.
For me? Oh, you got a present for a little old curly-headed me.
Yeah, I got you.
Oh, gee, Frankie. That's sweet of you. I don't know what to say.
It's all right, Curly.
But the thought. You don't know how I appreciated it. Well, it touches me deeply.
You're going to get sloppy about it. I'll take it back. Don't stand there. Open it up. See what it is.
Gee, Frankie. Just what I wanted. Tissue paper.
The present's under the paper.
Oh,
here it is.
Why, it's a bottle.
It's not just a bottle. It's imported champagne.
You bought a bottle of champagne for me? And gee whiz, it's almost half full, too.
They didn't have any splits, so I bought a magnum and siphoned it off. Where's Alice?
Oh, she's inside calling Don Wilson. You see, the kids want to see Santa Claus tonight, so we're asking Don to play it.
Why are you getting Don Wilson to play Santa?
Well, what else am I going to do?
Well, let them stay up and see the real Santa Claus.
Yeah, but I don't know what time he's coming at. Can I have that again, Herman?
Yeah. Why don't you let the kids see the real Santa Claus?
You better get some sleep, kid.
So you're another one of those cynics, huh? A wise guy who don't believe.
You do?
Of course. Just because you've never seen him don't mean he's not there. You must realize, Curly, there are some things in life that are inexplicable. There exist certain psychic phenomena that are ethereal and beyond the comprehension of we mere mortals. Don't you agree?
Oh, indubitably.
Curly, you can take my word for it. The real guy will show up. I see him every Christmas.
That don't prove nothing. Proves absolutely nothing. You see a lot of things nobody else sees.
All I got to say is it's a good thing kids have more common sense and faith than some grown-ups, or Christmas wouldn't be much fun. I know that tonight old Saint Nick and his reindeer will come flying through the sky. I'll drop by later. Maybe then you'll sing a different tune. Goodbye, infidel.
Poor Remley. He ain't been the same since he switched to Yummy Yogurt.
Phil, I called Don, but he can't make it. However, he said he had a lot of actor friends, and he'll send one of them over. He said we'd have to pay the actor $10.
So what? It's going to be worth $10 to make the kids happy. Honey, did Don say he could get someone positively? Because this is important now, and
Phil,
I don't want to...
Now, look, honey, Don promised to stop worrying. He'll be here a little later.
But, Mommy, it's 10 o'clock already, and Santa isn't here yet.
Gee, Mommy, do you think maybe he isn't coming?
Now, don't fret, girls. Of course he's coming. So, you better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He's riding with his reindeer in a great big open sleigh, with a great big bag of presents, and he'll give them all away.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're away. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Oh, Well, it's after 10. When is that Santa Claus we hired going to show up?
Oh, he'll be here, Phil. Don said
Hello.
He would.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Frankie.
Hey, Merry Christmas. Hey, Renly.
Hmm? What do you got there?
Milk and cookies for Santa Claus. I put them on the mantle for him every year.
Milk and cookies? That old man's been working like a dog tonight. Let's leave him something more nourishing like beer and pretzels.
Don't be a funny drummer. I'll put the milk and cookies over the fireplace. Where are the kids?
Oh, they're upstairs waiting for Santa.
Yeah, and I'm waiting, too. When is the guy going to show up? It's after 10 already.
Be patient, Curly. He's got a long trip from the North Pole. Besides, his reindeer ain't as young as they used to be, and it's
Oh, keep quiet. I'm paying the guy $10. You'd think he'd get here on time.
This subterfuge is all so unnecessary.
Uh-oh. That must be Santa now. I'll let him in, honey.
I'll go with you, honey.
Yeah, come on. Well, Merry Christmas, Santa Claus! Thank you! Hello, Santa Claus.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, and where's my $10?
Oh, come on in, Jack.
Hey, Jackson, what are you doing here?
Well, Don Wilson happened to mention that you were in the market for a Santa Claus and you were paying $15. So I thought I might as well pick up the 20.
Wait a minute. The fee is $10. But, Jackson, since when do you have to go around playing Santa Claus for money?
Oh, Phil, please, I'm not doing it just for the money. There are other reasons. I'm doing it because, Oh, I could go on naming reasons like that. Oh, hello, Frankie. Merry Christmas. How do I look in my Santa Claus outfit?
Like a road company of Milton Berle. Fine-looking Santa Claus.
I think I look charming.
Charming, you said. Where'd you get that messy red suit? It's got spots all over
it. I rented it. Santa Claus had it last year, was a sloppy eater. Well, how do you think I look?
Like a bloodshot leopard.
I think you look ridiculous. Get a load of that white beard. Where'd you rent that moth-eaten thing?
That I didn't rent. I was playing canasta with Monty Woolley, and I won it. Of course, you people don't like me as Santa Claus.
Oh, pay no attention to these two, Jack. I think you make a wonderful Santa Claus, and you're worth what we're paying you. Phil, give Jack the $10.
Okay. Here you are, Jackson.
Thanks.
Oh, gee, little Phyllis will get a kick out of this. I'll go call her and Jack, try to convince her you're really Santa Claus, won't you?
Little Phyllis? Phil, I thought I was doing this for your benefit. If it's for a little Phyllis, I wouldn't think of taking money.
No, it's okay, Jackson. A deal's a deal.
Oh, please, don't embarrass
But
me.
Jackson, I...
If it's for the kid, I wouldn't think of taking the $10.
Well, if you insist...
$7.50 is plenty. What kind of a heel do you think I am? Now, Phil...
Well, it's mighty sweet of you, Jackson, to play Santa Claus for my two kids.
Two kids? 750 each.
Nah, I can't take any money. I can't take any money at all.
Tell you what, Phil, if you wanna, you can buy me a little something for Christmas.
Like what?
Anything that Alice can afford.
Okay, Jackson, but now look, it's up to you now to make the kids think that you're Santa.
This impersonation is preposterous. Santa Claus won't like this. Besides, you'll never be able to fool the kids.
Oh, I don't know. With this costume and bag of toys over my shoulder, I shouldn't have any trouble.
No, but it would be awful if you wouldn't, if you don't fool them, Jackson, and they'd... Oh, gee, if there was only some kid we could try you out on just to see if you could fool them and...
Hey, where are you? I brought something for you.
Julius. Hey, Frankie, that's just the kid we need. Hey, come on in here, Julius. Now, look, Jackson, if you can fool this kid, you can fool anybody.
Oh, don't worry, Phil. I'll just sit her in this chair here, and you watch his reaction when he sees it.
Okay, Dad, and I certainly
what
hope...
What do you want, Mr. Harris? I come over to...
No, why?
You left your red flannels lying on that chair.
Look at I'm not red flannels. Don't you recognize me, Sonny?
You look familiar.
Now, I'll give you a hint. I'm that jolly old man with the white beard.
Well, if it ain't Gabby Hayes.
He ain't Gabby Hayes, Julius. Look, he's wearing a red suit and he's got a beard. What is he?
A Bolshevik. What's he got over his shoulder? A bag of bombs?
Julius, don't you recognize Santa Claus when you see him?
This is Santa Claus?
That's right, son. I'm old Saint Nick.
They can't do this to us little kids. For juvenile humanity, I protest this flagrant this...
Oh, shut up!
On my lap and tell me what you want for Christmas, or I'll break every bone in your body. That's the kind of a Santa Claus I am.
Get away from me, you imposter, you. You're nothing but a fake.
I am not.
Oh, no? What would I find if I lifted up that white wig?
A brown one. There goes a cute little child. He has all the charm of a wet cigar. He has the personality of a torn pocket.
Like I told you, you can't fool
kids. Well, you could fool a kid. He's not a kid. He's a wise guy. He's not a barometer.
What?
Barometer. I don't know what it means. We'll look it up after. Well, I certainly don't see it here. You stay out of there. You know very well that Julius is too old anyway. He's a lot older than my kids. Now, when the girls come down, they won't know the difference because Jackson looks old enough to be
come
able...
Come along, children. Come along. Santa's right in here. Well... There he is.
Gee, Santa Claus. Hello, Santa.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas and hello again. This is Santa Claus talking. Come here, children, and tell me how you like old Santa.
We like you fine, Santa. You're just like we pictured you.
Yes, but Santa...
What is it, my child?
You look awfully old.
Ho, ho, ho. I am, little girl. After all, I'm Santa Claus, and I've lived for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years.
How old are you?
39. Well, old Santa has to be going now. Here are your toys, girls.
Thank you, Santa.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, I'll be seeing you next year. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Up, Dancer, up, Prancer, up, Donner and Dancer. Ho, ho, ho!
A big ham.
Well, children, what did you think of Santa Claus?
I liked him, but I was a little disappointed.
Why?
I expected him to take out his violin and play Love and Blue.
You mean you kids knew it was Mr. Benny?
Sure, but we didn't want to say anything and hurt his feelings.
Daddy, when is the real Santa coming?
Well, well, you see, honey,
he'll be here soon, kids.
Oh, Frankie. Look, kids, he may be here too late. Look, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you a Christmas story, and then will you run off to bed?
Well, all right, Daddy. But we wanted so much to see him.
I know. Well, maybe next year. Now, look, sit on my lap and I'll tell you a beautiful Christmas story. You ready?
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. I thought I heard sleigh bell. No. The children were nestled, all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced through their heads. Alice, what are those bells? What's the...
Shh. Quiet, Curly. But Merry Christmas, Santa.
Frankie, who are you talking to? I don't see anybody.
The kids do. Look at them.
Gee, Santa, we knew you'd come.
They couldn't fool us with any make-believe Santa Claus. We were waiting just for you.
Oh, sure, we've been very good girls. Oh, what a lovely dollhouse. Thank you.
And all these things are for me? Can I open them now? All right, Santa, we'll wait till morning. Thank you very much.
And a Merry Christmas to you too, Santa.
Of course we'll tell them. Merry Christmas, and goodbye, Santa Claus.
Bye!
He'd show up, Curly.
But Frankie, I don't get it. I heard it, but I didn't see him.
Of course you didn't. He sure is a nice-looking old gent.
Alice, did you see him?
I'm not sure, Phil. I almost thought I saw him standing by the fireplace.
But Alice, how could it be? If he was standing...
Phil. Phil, what are you staring at?
The mantle. Alice. The milk and cookies. They're gone.
Alice and Phil will be back in just a moment. But right now, here's your Rexall Family Druggist.
For a lot of Sunday evenings now, it's been my privilege to talk with you for the makers of Rexall drug products and the 10,000 independent family druggists who recommend and sell them. Though we're big in numbers, we have a strong family feeling. And since Christmas is such a special family occasion, I want to speak directly tonight to all the Rexall druggists listening in. We're proud that you have chosen to make our family name part of your own. We are proud of the way the towns and communities you serve like and respect you, and of the active part you play in civic life. And so tonight, wherever you are, from Maine to California, from the St. Lawrence to the Rio Grande, Merry Christmas to you and to all your customers.
Merry Christmas to all from Rexall.
Phyllis, Santa said something to you, and you said, yes, we'll tell them. What did he say?
He told us to be sure and wish you and Daddy a Merry Christmas.
He did? Hey, wasn't that swell of him? Look, kids, now you're all tucked in, you've seen Santa, and you've had everything you want, so will you go right to sleep?
Good night, girls.
Good night.
Good night, babies. You know something, Alice?
We're lucky to have two sweet kids like that. They're little darlings.
Daddy!
Yes, dear?
Can I have a drink of water?
Go to sleep!
Stay tuned for Sam Spade, then two great stars on Theater Guild on NBC.
I'd rather have a Raleigh.
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 Because Raleigh is the only cigarette that gives you all three. Cigarette program starring Red Skelton with Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, our tiny singer Anita Ellis, Arthur Q. Bryan, our guest, David Forrester and his orchestra, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular comedian and the star of the Raleigh Cigarette Program, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and Merry Christmas to all of you.
Well, tell me, Red, what did Santa bring you?
Well, socks from my mother, shoes from my father, and shoestrings from my brother. My feet had a very Merry Christmas.
Well, speaking of gifts, here's mine to you.
Oh.
Did anyone give you an electric toaster?
Well, not that I know of.
Well, in case they do, this will come in handy.
Gee, a loaf of bread. Gosh, you shouldn't have done it, really. That's something.
Red, in the middle of the loaf, you'll find three slices buttered.
No kidding. Why did you say it? How will I get it home now? Life won't be worth a nickel. Well, here's my gift to you.
Oh, gee, Red, that's swell. And it's so beautifully wrapped,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, in case you missed the news yesterday, that newspaper will come in handy. I hope you like them, Rod. I'm a little nervous tonight. Yesterday, I went to Itchy's funeral. Oh, Merry Christmas there, David.
Well, Merry Christmas, Brad.
Did you have a nice Christmas?
Yep. 32 neckties.
32 neckties. Well, you did all right with that band, didn't you?
No, I broke even. I gave 32 neckties. Oh, by the way, Red, here's my gift to you.
Gee, I've always wanted one of those. What is it?
Well, I don't know, but the price was right, so I bought it.
Isn't that wonderful? I saw Fibber McGee and Molly in the hall, and they got the same thing. Hey, here's a little something for you, David. It's an antique.
Oh, a baton.
Yeah, and it belonged to a famous bandmaster. His name's on it there.
Gee whiz, Spike Jones.
Oh, Anita Ellis, here's something for you, too.
Oh, Red, they're beautiful.
Oh, they're not very practical. They can't be washed, you know.
Oh, but they're lovely. Where on earth did you ever get the idea of putting initials on Kleenex?
In my spare time, I did it. I ruined three of them, tried to burn the initials.
Red, I don't want to rush things, but I've heard a rumor that you're giving everyone in the cast a down payment on a new automobile for Christmas.
That I am. Here's a fat little package for everyone.
Oh, boy, money.
Money? Who said anything about money? It's Raleigh cigarette wrapper.
Well, Red, it isn't such a bad idea after all, because with Raleigh cigarette wrappers, everyone has a chance in Raleigh's Car a Day contest. Yes, friends, every day you have the opportunity of winning a new Chevrolet. Because the makers of Raleigh's are giving cars away at the rate of one each and every day. Seven cars a week. You'll never have a better opportunity to win a car, folks. So don't put it off. This is all you have to do.
Complete this sentence in 25 words or less. We should all buy victory bonds because... Send your entry to Raleigh Cigarettes, Box 1200, that's Box 1200, Chicago, Illinois... With two complete wrappers from two packs of Raleigh's.
If you got any small apartments, then we send that address in.
No, Red, the two Raleigh wrappers are enough. Now, how about hearing the name of the winner for December 21st?
Okay, Merry Christmas and a happy new Chevrolet to me. I want it. No, I'm kidding. The Chevrolet... The Chevrolet... That's all that has to happen, brother. Bernard G. Gale of Miami, Florida. Congratulations, Mr. Gale.
Yes, folks, Raleigh's Car of Day contest is easy. You can win yourself a brand new car by just writing 25 words or less. So get busy. Send in your prize-winning entry tonight.
And remember, smokers, Raleigh's are the only cigarettes that give you all three. Throat protection, better taste, lasting freshness.
Well, we got the automobile off my chest now. That sounds like a pedestrian, though.
Red, you haven't received my gift yet.
Oh, so I haven't. What is it, One Dance at the Palladium?
No, Red. It's a recording of my latest song, Toyland.
Well, swell, Anita. Let's put it on this new RCA Victrola, and we'll play it, huh? Tonight we open the Skelton Scrapbook of Satire and we find a story in keeping with the holiday spirit. Christmas trees. Our characters are fictional. That music sounds a little that way too, doesn't it? Our characters are fictional. If there's any similarity to persons living, they should be investigated. Chapter 35 of Beautiful Christmas Tree is entitled The Christmas Tree Salesman. When Christmas holiday rolls around the corner in Saudiville, you'll find Clem Cadiddlehopper selling Christmas trees on the same corner. Well, here I am selling
Christmas trees, and business ain't too good either. And I got a strange feeling that after today, business is going to fall off, too. Boy, is it cold. I can't stand this winter. I wish they had winter in the summer, and then it wouldn't be so cold. It's thinking like that that makes great scientists, you know. Oh, a customer.
Oh, howdy, Clam.
Well, Sarah, do. Howdy doody to you. Gee, you look like $1 million tonight.
Well, have you ever seen $1 million, Clam?
No, nope, that's what I mean. You look like something I ain't never seen. You didn't get it. It's too fast for it.
Last night.
It was certainly deep. This morning I had to jack up the cows to milk them. Say, why don't you come over for the bonfire and get warm, hmm? Say, it feels good to get your feet thawed out, don't it, hmm?
Well, why don't you put on your shoes?
Ain't I got them on? No wonder it hurts so bad this morning when I had them half sold. And it took me years to make the grade.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do about this fire, Clam? It's a dying out.
Well, I'll just get that big log over there and throw it on the fire.
Well, you can't lift that log, can you?
Who can? Military training, you can. Yeah, just feel that arm. Go ahead.
What an arm. Looks like macaroni with veins. Yeah.
Well, I have never been so insulted in all my life. I'll show you I can lift that log. Hey, Sarah, do I got a better idea? Let's move the fire over here. Say, what did Santa Claus going to bring you? Did you tell him what you wanted yet? I did.
Oh, Clem, aren't you just a little bit too big for Santa Claus?
Well,
you are an adult.
Now, just a minute. Let's not spread that around. May mean what I think it does.
Well, what did you ask for?
Page 30 of Esquire in person. Boy, oh boy. Finest picture of a bird dog I've ever seen. Beautiful girls, too.
Clem, don't talk like an idiot. You know them girls, their models, they're just a dime a dozen.
Dime a dozen? For them models?
Yep.
Gee, I've been buying licorice all this time.
Well, Clem, what are you giving me? A Christmas tree?
A Christmas tree? I can't give them away. Goodness. What do you think they are, chevalets?
Well, then I'll just buy you a tree.
Okay.
What do they sell for?
$1,000 a piece.
Why, Clem, there ain't a chance in a million that anybody's going to pay that.
Well, in case the chance does come along, I'm going to be a rich man. No, I'm kidding. They're 50 and 75 cents.
Well, what you got for a dime?
A dime? Well, there's... Over there's an old hairy broomstick I can let you have. Hey, here's a nice one already decorated.
Clem, that's an orange tree.
It is? I thought them light bulbs were a little juicy.
Don't you have a nice fir tree for Christmas?
Fir tree? Uh-huh. What they won't think of next. Can you imagine going out in the backyard picking a dozen oranges in a mink coat? Oh, a customer.
Oh, my, what a handsome man.
Well, all you women are all right. You see a man that's got eyes that match and the same color hair and the nose in the middle of his face, I wish I had some of them things.
Hello.
Well, howdy, neighbor.
What have you in a Christmas tree, Chief?
Termites. What do you want to pay for one?
Well, not over 35 or 40 cents.
35, step this way, sporty. Would you like a colored Christmas tree? Here's a nice one for $1.50.
Nope, nothing over 40 cents.
Nothing over 40 cents. How about a nice brown one here?
A brown Christmas tree?
Yes.
Oh, I've never heard of such a thing. Is it supposed to be something new?
Oh, no, it's very old. Back turkey was left over from last Christmas.
Well, here is a nice one.
Well, hello. My, aren't you a beauty?
Oh, thank you, sir, but I'm just a mess today.
Oh, no, you're not a mess.
Oh, yes, she is. You heard her.
I don't think I caught your name.
Well, you threw it, did he?
You can call me Skippy.
Skippy, that ain't a man's name. It's a dog food.
Well, and you can just call me Sarah.
Yeah, you can call me when you want to buy a tree.
Well, how much is this one, dear?
$3, sweetie.
I ain't talking to you.
Now, look, feller, either buy a tree or skidoo, you rink-a-dink you.
I'll take this one.
Okay, shall I wrap it up or do you want to eat it here? You timber wolf, you.
Well, just put it in my car across the street.
Okay, I'll put it
in. Oh, Clem, don't be so mad. He's only trying to be neighborly.
Well, he's in the wrong neighborhood. I'll go put it in the car. I'll fix it.
Oh, careful crossing the street, Clem. You might get hit by a car.
Not in Saudiville. People give the pedestrians the right of way. Like that, he stole my Christmas tree, too.
Let's play Santa Claus again, Ray, and Red, and give away another car.
Okay, here you go again, giving away the sponsor's profits.
Well, first we'll tell everyone how they can get in on the Raleigh Car Day Contest. The prize, something everyone wants and needs, a brand new car. Yes, each and every day, a new Chevrolet is given away. That's 7 cars every week. And here's how you can win one.
Complete this sentence in 25 additional words or less. We should all buy victory bonds because...
Now, you know lots of good reasons, so send in your entries tonight. Mail them to Raleigh Cigarettes, Box 1200, Chicago, Illinois, with 2 complete wrappers from 2 packs of Raleigh cigarettes. You have plenty of chances to win because there's a new contest every day. Yes, winners are chosen from entries received each day.
Entries are judged on uniqueness, originality, and most convincing statement. Judge's decision final. Duplicate prices in case of ties. Entries become property of Raleigh Cigarettes. Contest limited to United States and members of the armed forces abroad.
Oh, details, details. Go ahead, tell us who won. Tell us who won.
All right, the winner of December 22nd. The winner is Miss Patricia Folks of Park Merced, San Francisco, California. You've won a brand new Chevrolet. Congratulations.
Now get busy. Win yourself a magnificent new Chevrolet. More winners announced tomorrow night on The Raleigh Room, starring Hildegard.
Chapter 35 of Beautiful Christmas Trees is entitled Granny and Santy. Just think, it was only yesterday... The Christmas shopping was a lot of fun, because everywhere grandmothers were taking their good little kids shopping. Yes, the good little kids. Because even Junior knows that Santa Claus don't like the mean little kids.
Goodness, this store is really crowded.
Isn't it crowded, though? And what an inspiration. Boy, what a spot to yell fire in, huh?
Junior, you wouldn't do anything naughty like that now, would you? You're kidding me.
Yeah, you just keep laughing, kiddo, that's all. You take these handcuffs off me, I'll show you, boy.
Junior, now stay with Grandma.
Yes, ma'am. I won't run away, because if I got lost, you would worry.
Yes, I would,
yes,
Junior.
Yes.
I'd be afraid I might find you again.
Yes, I... Boy, you sure does love me, don't you, huh?
I can't figure out why you're so good all of a sudden.
It's the night before Christmas, and all through the house, nothing is stirring, not even this loud.
This good behavior just before Christmas won't get you anywhere.
Well, what has I done wrong this year?
I'll tell you.
Never mind. I know, and you know. But let's keep it away from Santa Claus, huh? He's not interested in these domestic problems. Besides, why make him change his list at this late date, you know? That's silly.
Here, hold these packages for a second.
Okay.
I said hold it, not shake it.
Is it a present?
No, now, let's not get nosy.
No, whoop, I almost dropped it.
Be careful. You don't want to break your grandfather's shaving lotion, do you?
I knew I would find out what it was.
Junior, let's go this way.
Oh, no, you don't, kiddo. I see it. Look at that. I never see so much candy in all my life. Oh, gumdrop jawbreakers, I do believe I died and gone to heaven.
goodness. Oh, I was tired. I think I will stretch me with a arm.
Junior, stop that stretching. I see you reaching for those gumdrops.
She knows me pretty well, don't you?
Yes, I do. And for touching that candy, you must be punished.
No.
Hold out your hand.
Okay. Oh, you broke my arm. You broke my arm.
Well, louder, Junior.
You broke my arm.
So Santa Claus will hear you.
You broke my arm. Oh, well, I guess I can hold my feelings until after the holiday. I hope Santa Claus brings me a Christmas tree this year. When are we going to see old Santa? Hmm?
Junior, stop asking questions.
But why?
When I was your age, I never asked questions.
Maybe that's why you can't answer mine. But we will give you a box of Snickers anyway.
I know what. Right. Would you like Santa to bring you a brand new suit of clothes?
Yes, you mean with patch pockets and brass buttons?
Yes.
The coat with widow belt in the back?
Yes.
Short pants with a night crease in them?
That's right.
Wouldn't bother opening it, sir.
Junior, turn around and see who's looking at you.
Oh, Santa Claus. Oh, look at him.
Doesn't he look roly-poly in his red velvet suit?
Yeah, he looks just like a bloodshot blimp, don't he?
Look,
right.
He's motioning for you to come sit on his lap.
You mean he's not mad at me? I mean, I've been pretty bad this year.
He'll overlook a few things.
A few things? Boy, I can close my eyes and see the things I've wrecked. You know, I give an inferiority complex to an atomic bomb. You know that.
Go on over to Santa. He's busy, you know.
Okay, I will run right over. Oh, I fall down.
Did you hurt yourself?
I hurt myself.
Oh, bless your little heart.
Yes, bless me with a heart.
Here, let old Santa help you.
Yes, you.
There. Now, come sit on my lap.
Yeah.
Yeah, are you comfortable?
Gee, ain't you soft, huh? Who built you, Simmons mattress or somebody? My, look at that nice long beard you had. It's so soft, it looked like 5 o'clock shadow with snow in it, don't it? Boy, if I only had a pair of scissors. Not kidding. I wouldn't touch it.
Tell me, what would you like more than anything else?
Well, a pair of scissors, I guess.
Well, let's talk about you. Have you been a good boy?
Now, let's talk about you, huh? You're really a nice old man, you know. I had been a pretty good boy.
You wouldn't be trying to flatter me, would you?
You trusting old soul, ain't you?
Have you been a good boy?
Well, for the past week, I will admit, I have been pretty good, but it makes me sick to think about it, you know.
What about the other 358 days? What can Santa bring you this year?
Well, I tell you, bring me a great big Christmas tree with real lights on it, because last year we had to use candles.
You did?
Yes, the insurance company was awful nice, though. They rebuilt the house for us.
Well, tell me, don't you want something under it?
Under the tree? Well, there's a few things I would like, Santa Claus. I would like a book on how not to be prejudiced, so when I grow up, I won't have to go to war just because I hate someone whose skin's a little different color or because their beliefs are a little different from mine. And bring me the will to see my own mistakes instead of others. I'd like for you to bring me Grandma a nice book on post-war planning, because like most people, she got a little money now and she might be tempted to, well, pay just a little above the regular price for something that she really don't need. And don't let them get rid of the OPA, because we want our country to stay our country. We don't want it to have inflation. And if you can, I wish you could bring all the little kitties back home from overseas. If you can, make all the people remember how much these little kids have done for us. And give them good health. Give them a good place to work. Give them good homes. And give them all transportation so that they can get to those things. I guess that's about all.
Thank you.
Raleigh. That's the tobacco that leaves your pipe as clean as a whistle. It's carefully blended from rich, ripe burleys and mellowed with just a touch of rum to balance the natural, full-bodied flavor. Get Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America.
And remember, we'll all be with you on every Tuesday night at this same time. Red Skelton, David Forrester and his orchestra, Anita Ellis, Verna Felton, Gigi Pearson, Arthur Q. Bryan, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. Until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening, and Merry Christmas to you all, and God bless you.
And remember, listen to Hildegard tomorrow night, and the People Are Funny with Art Linkletter Friday night over most of these stations. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Red Skelton is brought to you by the Brown & Williamson Tobacco Corporation.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Ho, 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 ho! You know, there's just something about old Red Skelton that I like. Well, I have one more program for you before I go. It comes from that jolly duo, Abbott and Costello. Thank you for listening, and may you all have a happy Christmas. Oh, ho, 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 ho.
Abbott and Costello program, starring Bud Abbott and Lou Costello, brought to you by Camel, the cigarette of costlier, properly aged tobaccos. The Abbott and Costello program, with the modern rhythm of Will Osborne's orchestra, Iris Adrian, our singing star Connie Haynes, and spotlighting that chunky, chubby little cherub, who, when caught asking a neighbor lady to take her shoes off, because his Uncle Artie Stebbins said she had crow's feet, calmly said,
I'm a bird!
Well, Costello, where have you been? Why weren't you here fixing up the house for the party tonight?
Oh, hey, Abbott, I had to get down to jail to get my landlady out. You know, Mrs. Satchel Puss?
Yeah.
I had to get her out on bail.
What do you
she
mean?
She got arrested for shoplifting. They finally caught her.
I thought she was too smart to get caught.
Well, she made a mistake. She stole an alarm clock and hid it in her bustle.
Well, how did they catch her?
Her bustle went off at a quarter of eight.
Never mind your landlady. Never mind your landlady. Did you send out the invitations for the party?
Oh, yeah. I got them right here. Look what it says.
What is it?
Lou Costello invites you to a Christmas party to be held at his home, B-A-P-O-B.
B-A-P-O-B?
Yep, yep.
You mean R-S-V-P.
Oh, no, I mean B-A-P-O-B. Bring a pound of butter. Oh, boy, what a party I'm going to have. My Aunt May will bring her cranberry sauce. That's her specialty. Aunt Catherine will bring her plum pudding. That's her specialty. And Aunt Eva will bring her 14 children. That's a nice family.
Yeah, yeah. Never mind your relatives. Look, forget about your relatives for a minute, Lou.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you remember to get souvenirs for everybody?
Oh, souvenirs.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm having favors for the girls. And at 12 o'clock, I'm going to turn the lights off.
Oh, yeah. Any favors for the men?
What do you call turning the lights off?
Look, Costello. Who did you invite besides your relatives?
Oh, a lot of movie stars. And I invited Lana Turner. And she kissed me.
Lana Turner kissed you?
The smoke isn't coming out of my ears for nothing.
Look, Costello, how about the tree? Did you get a tree? Did you get a tree?
Oh, did I get a tree?
Yes.
I got the biggest Christmas tree you ever saw.
Well.
I just got through putting it in the living room.
You did?
What a tree! It's 6 feet higher than the ceiling.
Well, it's a shame to have to cut the top off.
That's the way I felt about it, too.
Sure, sure.
So I cut a hole in the ceiling.
You cut a hole in the ceiling of our living room?
Yeah, this will be the first Christmas we ever had a tree in our bathroom.
What kind of a tree did you get? Is it a fir?
Oh, yes, it's one of those... What did you say?
I said, did you get a fir?
No, I got a tree.
Oh, stop this silliness. I want to see your fir.
See my fir?
Certainly. What am I, a silver fox? No. Dummy, I'm not talking about their fur, F-U-R. The fur I mean has an eye in it.
Oh, the fur has an eye in it?
Yes.
Just one eye?
Certainly there's just one eye in fur.
Must be I, J. Fox.
No, look, stand still when I'm talking to you.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about a fir tree. Mm-hmm. Now, will you quit talking about the fir with you in it? You doesn't belong in the kind of fir I'm talking about.
I doesn't belong in that kind of fir?
Oh, yes, I belongs in it, but you doesn't.
Well, why should you belong in fir if I doesn't?
I happen to look better in fir than you do. I'm prettier than you. I'm cuter than you.
No remarks, no remarks.
You're a bad boy.
Never mind. I'm trying to find out what kind of a Christmas tree you got. Look, wait a minute. Here, I've got it. What kind of bark did it have?
What kind of bark?
Yes. Didn't you notice the tree's bark?
No, I have my earmuffs on.
No. Bark.
Oh, bark.
Yes. No. God, Bella, the bark of the tree is the outer coat. Did the tree have a rough coat?
No, but the girl who sold it to me had on a smooth sweater.
No, look. And no time for singing, please. The bark is the coat.
Yeah.
You find on the trunk of a fir tree.
A tree has a trunk?
Oh, of course.
That must be where he keeps his coat and fur.
No, Costello, I'm going to try to explain it to you. Now, all Christmas trees belong to the pine family.
Oh, no, they don't. Oh, this Christmas tree belongs to me, brother.
No, wait a minute.
Let the pine family get their own tree.
Forget the pine family, Costello. I don't think you know anything about trees.
Who don't?
You don't.
I do. I make my own trees.
Did you seed them yourself?
Did I seed them?
Yes, I asked you, did you seed your own trees?
Yes, I seed them every day. I seed them this morning, I seed them last night. You can come over and seed them anytime you want.
How can I seed them when you seeded them first?
Look, Abbott, what have I got in front of my house?
Trees.
Did you seed them?
No.
Did I seed them?
Yes.
In other words, you looked at my trees, but you didn't seed them.
That's right.
Let me smell your breath.
I don't know why I spent time with you. I was trying to tell you about the pine. We get tar from pine.
We get what?
Tar. Haven't you ever heard of pine tar?
No, but I heard of a tree tar.
Tree tar?
Yeah, clang, clang, clang went the tree tar. Clang, clang, clang went the tree tar.
As a Christmas present to her Camel fans, lovely Connie Haynes repeats the song she helped make so popular.
With my high stock collar and my high top shoes and my hair up high up on my head, I went to lose a jolly hour upon the trolley and lost my heart instead. With his light brown derby and his bright green tie, he was quite the handsomest of men. Ding, ding, ding went the bell. Zing, zing, zing went my heartstrings. For the moment I saw him, I fell. Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Bump, bump, bump went the brake. Thump, thump, thump went my heartstrings. When he smiled, I could feel the car shake. He tipped his hat and took a seat. He said he hoped he hadn't stepped upon my feet. He asked my name, I held my breath. I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death. Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Flop, flop, flop went the wheel. Went my heartstrings. As he started to leave, I took hold of his sleeve with my hand, and as if it were planned, he stayed on with me, and it was grand just to stand with his hand holding mine to the end of the
Thank you, Connie. I can't think of anything quite as pleasant as your voice. Except perhaps the smoke of camels on my T-zone.
The T-zone.
T for taste, T for throat.
The zone where smokers test the smoke of any cigarette.
Right. It's with his own T-zone that each smoker must judge a cigarette. How the first cigarette of the morning tastes on your tongue. How even the last cigarette of the day feels to your throat. Only your T-zone can tell. That's how millions of smokers, forced to try many different brands when cigarettes were scarce, learned how good a Camel is. And that's why more smokers prefer Camels today than ever before.
C-A-M-E-L-S.
For Camels are the choice of experience.
Costello, what did we have to come downtown for?
Oh, I gotta get some more spaghetti, Abbott, so I can finish trimming my Christmas tree. I couldn't find any tinsel this year, so I'm trimming a tree with spaghetti. And boy, does it look beautiful.
Oh, what's beautiful about trimming a tree with spaghetti?
Every time I plug it in, the meatballs light up.
There you go with that silliness again.
Hey, Abbott, look who's in the car. It's that movie actress, Betsy May Mucho. Hello, Miss Mucho.
Hello, boys.
Gee, I'm glad I saw you. I want to invite you to my Christmas party tonight, Miss Mucho.
Oh, I'm very sorry, but I have to go down to Los Angeles. I'm having a dinner party at the Ambassador Hotel.
The Ambassador Hotel?
Oh, sure, Abbott. You know where the Ambassador is. That's the home of the Cuckoo Nut Groove.
Oh, it's going to be a thrilling dinner.
Yeah.
We're going to have crab Louie and steamed clams.
Clams?
Yes. Don't you just adore clams?
No, I'd rather have a plate of fried oysters.
Well, I must be skedaddling along.
I beg your pardon?
I must be skedaddling along. Oh, well, we must say.
For some time. I sure knocked off those Spanish words, don't I?
Well, that's one turn down for your party.
I don't care, Rabbit. I don't care if she don't want to come.
Well,
here comes my girlfriend, Lena Gensler. She'll come to my party tonight. She's madly in love with me.
Ah, there you are, you sawed-off Boris Karloff. Standing on street corners, flirting with girls.
I wasn't flirting with any girls, Lena. I'm saving myself for you.
Thanks, Fasso, for saving so much. I've got a bone to pick with you. I put some of that perfume you gave me on my hair.
Wait a minute. I think it has a nice golden tint. What is it? Chanel number 5?
No, Kentone number 7.
What?
And all.
You little worm.
Please, Lena, let's be friends. I'd never desert you. I'd stand by you. I'm as solid as the rock of Gibraltar.
I can believe that. You're sticking out in the Mediterranean.
Look, Lena, don't talk like that. I was just going to ask you to come to my Christmas party tonight.
Are you kidding? I'm going out with Van Johnson tonight.
Oh, Van Johnson. You always talk about Van Johnson. Take away his blonde, curly hair. What do you got left?
I don't know, but you can deliver it to my house in the morning. Goodbye.
Well, there's number 2 that ain't going to come to my party tonight.
Hey, Costello. Look, isn't that Mrs. Niles getting off the streetcar?
Oh, hello, Mr. Abbott. Do you always stand on street corners leaning on a trash can? Oh, that's Costello. I didn't recognize him. He looks like the third day of the lost weekend.
You know, I wish you hadn't said that, Mrs. Niles. I was going to thank you for that beautiful Christmas card I got this morning.
Oh, it really was nothing. It was merely a picture of me smiling.
I know it, but how did you get your teeth to spell out Merry Christmas?
Now, please. Now, stop that, or Mrs. Niles won't come to your party.
I wouldn't come to his party anyway. I always run around with younger people. It helps me to keep young. Oh, in fact, I dread to think of life at 70.
Why? What happened then?
Well, it looks like you're not going to have any party. That's the third turn down you've had.
I don't care, Rabbit. Let's go home. I'm going to call up some of my other friends. I'll get somebody to come. Here, come on, let's grab this cab. Cabby, drive us to North Hollywood.
North Hollywood? What's the matter with Glendale?
There's nothing wrong with Glendale. I don't live there.
Oh, Glendale ain't good enough for you, huh? go on, Costello. Say it. Glendale is a one-horse town.
Glendale ain't a one-horse town.
Oh, then why did I lose my job with the city street department? Go on. Go on, don't stand there. Say it. Say, tell people I'm not a citizen of Glendale. Go on, say I never even voted.
You voted. You voted. You voted.
Three times, huh? Go on, start a rumor. Tell everybody I got paid when I voted.
Melonhead, you didn't get a cent for voting.
Oh, the $6 they gave me was for a dog life. Oh, now I'm a dog, huh? Tell everybody I'm a dog. Throw me a piece of liver.
I wouldn't throw you my liver.
What's the matter with your liver?
All right, you tell me what's wrong with my liver.
Get a load of this punk. Now, he wants me to go to school for 4 years, study day and night to be a doctor, just so I can tell him what's wrong with his liver.
Melonhead, I don't want you to go to school.
Oh, you want me to be a moron like you.
Please, fellows, this is the Christmas season. Remember, peace on earth.
Yeah, Melonhead, why do you have to pick on me like this?
Yes, Melonhead, haven't you ever heard of the expression... Turn the other cheek.
Boys, you're right. I feel sorry for everything I said here tonight, and I'd like to turn the other cheek so I can feel the humility. Costello, will you please slap me?
You mean that?
Yes.
You mean... Oh, I slapped you before I should, didn't I?
That's all right. Go ahead, slap me.
Okay.
Now, slap the other cheek. Here.
Are you kidding?
No.
Yeah.
Thanks, Costello. You know, nobody would ever believe that Melonhead would turn the other cheek. Costello?
Yeah.
Will you please write down on this paper here that I did?
Oh, sure. Sure. I, Lou Costello, slapped Melonhead on both cheeks. There you are. I suppose you're going to show this to all your friends.
No. I'm going to show it to my lawyer. Sue you for assault. I'll sue you for battery. Get me a lawyer. Get me a judge and a jury. I'll fix you.
Get me out of here!
And now back 25 centuries for the wisdom of Ethan.
Experience is the best. Teacher.
Yes, experience is the best teacher. When cigarettes were scarce, most smokers took what they could get. One day one brand, another day some other brand. What did that experience teach?
Well, actions speak louder than words.
Yes, actions speak louder than words. The actions of smokers today speak louder than any words about any cigarette. For after more experience with different brands than ever before, more smokers are asking for Camels than ever before.
C-A-M-E-L.
Camels are the choice, for experience is the best teacher.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse.
Well, Costello, it's 12 midnight. Not a soul has shown up for your party.
I can't understand it.
I don't know.
Nobody showed up for my party at all. I thought my girlfriend, Lena, would surely show up.
Yes. It's a shame that you aren't going to get to kiss her under the mistletoe.
The what?
The mistletoe. Didn't you ever kiss a girl under the mistletoe?
No, I always kiss them under the nose.
Well, it looks like nobody's going to kiss you tonight.
Yes, Abbott. All my friends have deserted me. I'm just a failure.
Ah, no, you're not, Costello. You're a big success.
No, Abbott, I'm just a complete flop.
No, you're not, Costello. You're a great guy.
No, Abbott, I'm just a sort of little ugly-looking dope. Well, don't stand there. Argue with me.
Oh, stop this, Costello, please.
I'm going to bed, Abbott. Good night.
Wait a minute. Aren't you going to hang up your stockings?
No. Santa Claus won't even come here.
Now, that's wrong, Costello. Santa Claus loves everybody.
He doesn't love me, Abbott. He don't. Santa Claus has never come to my house on Christmas since I was 7 years old. I was a smart aleck little kid in those days, just like some boys and girls are today. I went around saying I didn't believe in Santa Claus. If a kid come up and said he believed in Santa Claus, I used to say, "Ah, you're nothing but a sissy. There ain't no Santa Claus. That's your father." But now I realize how wrong I was. I want to tell all the little boys and girls what happened to me. Let's all be children again. Let me take you back to Christmas Eve some 20 years ago. I'd been out all day playing with my friends Chowderhead Abbott and Skinny Niles. It was a beautiful Christmas Eve. Snow was falling, and you could see the lights on the Christmas trees and all the houses.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the one we to
trying to get the money out.
Well, there's no money in that cash.
Oh, yes, there is. Last night when Pa was playing poker, I heard him say, everybody put money in the kitty.
For your father now?
No, that was kind of a sneaky knock. It's probably the Iceman.
Oh, never mind the door. I'll see who it is. You go wash your dirty face.
Oh, Ma, why can't I just go up and cover the dirt with powder like you do?
Why, it's the little Abbott boy and the Niles boy.
We came over to tell you what Louie did. He came over to my house and asked my mother to bend her head down so he could see her horns.
You snitcher.
Why? Why, Louie, I'll tell you, naughty boy. Whatever made you think that Mrs. Abbott had horns?
I heard you say that when she got dressed up, she looked like the devil.
Yeah, Nanny Doll, you did either, Miss Costello. Louie said my mother keeps a cat in the icebox.
Why, Mrs. Niles does not keep a cat in her icebox.
Then why does everybody say she's got a frozen puss?
You children, stop this arguing. And, Louie, you get ready for bed right away. Santa Claus may be coming along any minute now. Good night.
Gee, I can hardly wait until Santa Claus gets here. Gee, listen, Kenny. I hear sleigh bells.
Yeah, and I can hear him walking around on the roof. He's getting ready to come down the chimney.
Who built that fire in the fireplace?
I did.
Do you realize that you gave me a hot foot?
That isn't the way I planned it.
Well, I'm sorry I'm late, boys, but I had to stop off at Betty Grable's house. Why did you have to stop off there, Santa?
After spending a year up there in the cold north, he's got to thaw out someplace.
Quiet, Louie. Gee, Santa Claus, I hope you brung us kids some nice presents. Huh?
Oh, yes. Yes, I did. I brought some nice presents for you, Buddy Abbott, and you, Kenny Niles. But as for you, Louie Costello, you've been a bad boy. You hear? A bad boy.
Santa Claus, did you have lamb chops for dinner?
I'll take care of you later, Louie. Here, Kenny and Buddy, here are your presents. Now run along home like good little boys.
Gee, thanks, yeah, Santa.
That's all right.
Good night, Santa.
Good night. Good night, boys. Good night. Now, Louie Costello, I want to show you all the black marks I've got down here against you in my book. Now, here's a report from your Sunday school teacher. She tells me you put flypaper in all the pews last Sunday, that you put a cat in the pipe organ, that you put Limburger cheese behind all the radiators, and then you put a cap from a Coca-Cola bottle in the collection box and took out 15 cents change. Now, what do you say to that?
I'm a busy little bee, ain't I?
Oh, silence. You haven't heard the worst. I see that a few years ago you flirted with a little girl in school. Is that true?
I'm afraid it is.
And is it true that you gave her your class pin?
What class pin? I was only 2 years old. I gave her the only pin I had.
All right, all right. Let the whole thing drop.
That's what happened.
And finally, Louie, the biggest black mark against you is that you've got a book under your mattress.
Yes, sir. Santa Claus, it's only a book about how to make tea the right color.
How to make tea the right color? What's the name of it?
Forever Amber.
Well, I guess that settles it, Louie. I'm afraid there's nothing I can leave you for Christmas.
Nothing? You mean just plain zero?
Yes, that's right, Louie. Maybe someday when you've learned to behave yourself, I may come back again. Well, good night.
Gee, I guess I'm just the kind of a boy my mother don't want me to associate with. Nobody likes me. Even Santa Claus can't stand me. Buddy Abbott and Kenny Niles both got presents, but I didn't get nothing. I'm going to write a letter to my mom and my pop, and then I'm going to run away from here. Dear mom and pop, when you read this, I will be thousands of miles away. Don't ever look for me because you're not going to find me. I'm never coming back. Maybe someday when I'm old, about 11 or 12, after I make $1 million, I'll come home and I'll buy a nice new dress, Mom. And I'll give Pop a new pair of overalls. That's what he calls his happy clothes.
Please take the fleas out of my flea circus and put them back on the dogs so they won't get homesick. And don't forget to feed my little pet skunk twice a day. There's a clothespin hanging by his cage. I love you, Mom and Pop. But this is the best way out. Your loving son, Louis Costello. Boys and girls, that happened over 20 years ago, and Santa Claus has never come back to see me to this day. Please, kiddies, take a lesson from me and be good boys and girls, so that next Monday night, Christmas Eve, you won't be waiting for Santa Claus that didn't come like I've been waiting for all these years.
Oh, come, Lou, I guess we'd better go to bed.
What? It's Lena and Connie Haynes and it's Melonhead and 10 Miles. Oh, boy. You all came to my party.
Yes, yes, and I'm here too, Louis.
Santa Claus. You finally came and you even brought your horse with you.
What horse? It's me.
Pardon me, Mrs. Niles. Gee, I didn't dream that anything like this was going to happen. I thought that nobody cared about me anymore.
I was dreaming of a slight Christmas. I thought my friends had passed me by.
Why, you know, Costello,
that you're one fellow that we all think of.
You are loved by both the kids and old folks. Though you have whiskers on your jokes.
May your life be merry and bright.
And may all your Christmases be happy, Mrs. Niles.
Week's salute in the new series of salutes to the men who won the victory. Tonight we salute the 66th, the Black Panther Division, heroes of L'Orient, Saint-Nazaire, and the Army of Occupation. In your honor, men of the Black Panther Division, the makers of camels are sending to other servicemen still overseas 500,000 camel cigarettes.
Of the two Camel radio shows thus honors the different units of the Army, Navy, Marines, and Coast Guard. A total of 1 million Camels sent free each week. Camel broadcasts go out to the United States twice a week, are rebroadcast to practically every area in the world where our men are stationed, and to our good neighbors in Central and South America. And now, here are Bud and Lou with the final word.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, wait a minute. Abbott, wait. I don't see that guy here that always yells, no, no, not that.
You know, out here, Costello. I didn't want to spoil the Christmas spirit on your show tonight.
Oh, that's awfully sweet of you.
I also want to thank you for that lovely present you sent me. That's the best game I ever played.
Game? I didn't send you any game. I sent you an autographed picture of myself.
How do you like that? My wife and I sat up all night trying to pin a tail on it.
Good night, folks. A Merry Christmas to everybody.
Yes, Merry Christmas to everybody. And don't forget to buy another victory bond at your local theater. Merry Christmas to everybody in Patterson, New Jersey.
Week for another great Abbott and Costello show brought to you by Camel Cigarettes. And remember, try Camels in your T-zone. See if they don't suit your taste, your throat, to a T.
Just 4 more days till Christmas. Are there still any blanks on your gift list? If you know a pipe smoker, here's a grand answer. The colorful Christmas tin of Prince Albert tobacco. It holds a full pound, 400 pipefuls of the world's most popular pipe tobacco. The tobacco that's crimp cut for slow, cool burning. The tobacco that's processed to remove bite and sting before it's packed. And you won't have to shop around for that present. You'll find the Christmas tin of Prince Albert most everywhere tobacco is sold. And be sure on Saturday night to tune in the great Prince Albert radio show, Grand Ole Opry, Coast to Coast on NBC.
The Abbott and Costello Show for Camel Cigarettes will be back at the very same time next week. Don't miss it. This is Ken Niles in Hollywood, wishing you all a pleasant good night. This is the National Broadcasting Company.